And now it's time for what we can't get out of our heads. Patrick, what was it for you?
So at a time where the US is starting unnecessary wars in the Middle East and throwing the entire global economy into chaos, I think it's great to see that I watched the Artemis launch this morning, which went flawlessly. And it's just a great example of what the US government can do when they, you know, harness the kind of, you know, technology and the creativity of its people. And I think, like, looking back to the Apollo program, you know, 400,000 Americans worked on that, which is just an incredible thing of everyone coming together. And it's just, like, such a great thing to watch. And why can't they do more of that unless they're invading other countries?
It was very escapist. Great time to leave planet Earth.
And I liked the fact they had all these first, African-American, the first woman, the first non-American at a time when Trump is trying to really kill all these DEI programs. You know, America is more than Trump. I think it was a good reminder.
Gabs, what was it for you?
Well, mine is strangely not a news issue this week, sorry, but it is a very cautionary tale and I think a good public service announcement. And I genuinely can't get it out of my head because it's so funny. But I was on holiday with my friend last week in Burleigh Heads and her husband was working late or something. So she put her dogs into daycare and arranged for the dogs to be dropped home. Only she's recently moved house and the daycare returned the dogs to her old house.
Oh, my God.
The new owners had not changed the code to the front door, so he arrived home at 8 p.m. to find two strange dogs sitting lovingly on his beautiful new white couch and had to send some frantic text messages. Do you know who these dogs belong to?
I think that was a grandpa who picked up the wrong kid from daycare. Remember that?
Not as funny.
Well, I'm glad we can leave things on this happy note, everyone. We'll leave it there. If you want to get in touch or if you have a question you would like answered on the podcast, a topic you think we should cover, you can reach us at australia.fullstory@theguardian.com. Thanks very much for joining us, Pat.
Thank you.
And Patrick.
Thanks, Joe.
And Gabrielle.
Thanks so much, Joe.